Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on this platform. And of course, I truly appreciate your engagement on this platform. It means a lot to us every single week. Those of you that join us, thank you so much. This is a platform that draws leaders together. We come in this place to grow together, to expand, to be all that God would have us to become. So I'm grateful and thankful for each one of you. Thankful for this opportunity to be able to just pour into your life. I'm incredibly thankful as well because many of you who hear this for the first time have joined this platform. We believe there is a leader evolving inside of you. Iron really does sharpen iron. So there's strategies and things we're going to share with you today in particular areas that we believe can truly bless you as a leader. Navigating the terrain of leadership can be challenging. But when you are a next level leader, you embrace it. And you know that there's something amazing that's going to happen in your life. I'd like you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3. If you're not, right there on Instagram, follow me. Get more content. Connect with me. Let me know what's going on with you. See how we can partner together. Of course, go to josephwalker3.org. Books out there, merch out there. You want to invite us to come and speak at your event. We make ourselves available for all of that. So make certain you go to josephwalker3.org. And of course, I'm truly excited to share. My wife and I have a wonderful YouTube page. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I want to encourage you to go over there, check it out, and it will be a tremendous blessing. So thank you in advance. Please go check it out, see what's happening. And wow, you'll really be blessed if you do. Thank you so much. Let's get right into our topic today. We're talking about how to survive betrayal. And let's be very clear. None of us get exemptions from it. Jesus Christ himself experienced betrayal. Judas is the epitome, it's the poster child for betrayal. But I believe betrayal is a spirit. I believe it is something that is manipulative. It is sent by Satan himself to undermine, to disrupt the destiny that's on your life. If you are a next level leader, you got to, first of all, expect it. You got to prepare for it. You've got to know what to do and not allow it to derail what God is doing in your life. It can be painful, and I know it can. I've experienced it firsthand. People that you've helped, poured into, and then all of a sudden you experience this level of betrayal. It can be tough. But because you are a next level leader, there are things that I want to help you understand to do. So I want you to write this down, prepare, let's go, let's get into it. First of all, I want you to acknowledge the pain. Recognize the reality. Accept the emotional impact of the betrayal. You don't have to say, oh, no, I'm okay. It's all right. No, it hurt. It stung. And it's crucial to acknowledging your feelings and understanding that it's normal to experience hurt, anger, and even confusion. Make no mistake about it. You have to live in that space for a while. You have to truly, truly begin to reflect and think about, wow, how did I get to this place? And in real sense, be honest about how this makes you feel. I believe, you know, it brings out a level of grief, and the stages of grief are there, right? Because it's a loss of a significant relationship that ended in betrayal. So you'll go through those stages of grief. You'll go through anger. You'll go through, you know, this idea of denial, all this stuff, just trying to figure it out, navigate it. So it's okay to own the truth. It's okay to be honest. You don't have to be a hero. You don't have to say, well, let's just move on that, you know, we just, you know, going to not deal with that. No, deal with it. And even let the people that you lead deal with it. Because what I have discovered is that when betrayal occurs, not to just you, but it occurs to your organization, you have to give people space to process how that betrayal impacted them. They all have their own stories. And so it's important that you allow them to walk out that level of pain and provide resources for them along the way, which is important because that's why I'm bringing up number two. Seek support, building a buffer, surround yourself with trusted friends, counselors, mentors who can help you navigate your emotional space. See, as a leader, you must understand that you cannot allow yourself to live in this in the cesspool of emotional residue of what has occurred in your life, but you really have to find out how you can get the emotional support you need during this difficult time. You don't want to bleed on other people. Yes, you've been cut, and I mean that proverbially, but you don't want to bleed on everybody else. Every relationship that you come into, you're talking about what occurred, you're bleeding on business decisions that could potentially impact you up the road. So it's important that you're talking to somebody, you're downloading that. And I found out as a leader, it's okay to be honest with people, to get therapy, to go through that, to have mentors you can pour into, talk to, and they can listen to you. It's just important that you seek support. Here's the real catch. Don't go through this by yourself. Let me say it again. Don't go through this by yourself. Got it? Here's number three. Maintain professionalism at all costs. Make sure, while it's important to address the issue, avoid reacting impulsively. There is a clap back spirit, if you will, that causes us to want to retaliate. We want to come down on the level and make our point known. And we want to, you know, come back at someone in a very negative way. But you have to recognize who you are, recognize what you represent. And so you have to maintain professionalism and composure and preserve your integrity of leadership and your stature, because people are watching how you will navigate it. Yes, you have express your pain. You have perhaps cried. You have talked about how much it cut. You've allowed yourself to go and get support. You've encouraged others to do that. You brought in folks who can talk to your team about their own emotional space around the betrayal, but you will not, cannot, and should not be impulsive, allowing your emotions to be manipulated by the moment, because in that moment, you're making unwise decisions. You are pulling the trigger on things that perhaps could be a gotcha moment or see their moment. And that's not who you are. Your motive should be purely to accomplish the thing you're trying to accomplish, because it empowers people. It blesses people, not because you're trying to one up the person that caused the betrayal. That is what's so important. So can you maintain professionalism throughout it all? Can you maintain a sense of discipline even after you've experienced the betrayal? Here's number four, and I want to spend a little time here, is about reflecting and learning. It's very important to go through the season of introspection. What could I have done differently? Where were my pitfalls here? What things did I learn about myself, my vulnerabilities, gullibilities, my naivety? What is it about my system that allowed this to occur? What is it about the infrastructure of my organization that made a person feel that they could blatantly come and betray me in this regard? So analyze the situation and understand what went wrong and what you need to learn. And this reflection can help in identifying any signs you might have missed and how to prevent similar issues in the future. I have learned that it's important to go back and think about it, reflect on it, and say, man, I could have done this better. I could have done that better. And as you begin to reflect on it, you begin to realize, man, there's a lot of stuff that you could have done a lot better. And you make notes of that. You say, maybe I let this person get too close. Maybe I shared too much information with this individual. I made assumptions too soon about this particular situation. So it's just important that you reflect. No one wants to go through something as painful as betrayal and not learn the lessons that it taught you. It should not come out of this jaded to where you don't open yourself up to other people, but you have a way in which you do it now based upon the betrayal. You're a lot wiser. That's the word I'm looking for. You are a lot wiser than you were before. All right? Here's number five. Be sure to communicate transparently, right? Be honest and open. Be honest with your team about the betrayal if it's appropriate. I know I've done that. Pull my staff together or pull the leaders of my church together. And I've been very honest. And why did I do that? Because I did not want them to run with false narratives. I wanted to control the narrative. I wanted them to understand from me what actually occurred and then to explain the betrayal so that they would then not believe any false report that could cause them to discredit my leadership. So as a leader, you got to get ahead of it. You have to be the one to pull people in and say, let me explain what happened here. Transparency fosters trust, and it shows that you're handling the situation with integrity. And that's a big deal, guys. You got to really handle this with integrity. You got to do this the right way. Whatever you do, do it. Be known to do it the right way. Can I say it for the people in the back? Do it the right way. And let me tell you, I think sometimes we feel that, you know, I don't want to share this with my people. I don't want the people that, you know, I lead in my organization to really know what occurred. But it's important because you can never underestimate the talk in the street. Let me tell you something. People are going to talk in the street. It's going to be a lot of chatter. But when you control that narrative, you get ahead of that. Let me tell you, and you're open and honest, man, it will really pay huge dividends for you up the road. So think about that and be honest and transparent in your communication. Number six is to rebuild trust. See, this is about understanding how to take deliberate steps to rebuild trust within your organization. Everybody's gunshot now. We went through this season and I saw people who were like, I don't know who I can trust, who I can talk to. And so they were suspicious of everybody, which inevitably hurt the climate and culture of our team. So it's important that we begin representing in very consistent and transparent ways and ethical actions that will help to restore confidence in leadership. I believe this with all of my heart. And when you are a next level leader, you have to steward that. You have to help people understand that. You have to help people know you can't paint everybody with a broad brush. Yes, that occurred. Yes, that was a Judas, but there were also other disciples who did not betray, who did not sell him out. So don't throw the baby away. You know what I want to say with the bathwater, right? So understand the importance of trust. Integrity in this area will pay huge dividends, all right? Let's review what we've talked about, man. This has been just amazing. And we're going to go to our seventh principle at the end here. But we're talking about how do you survive betrayal? And that's the operative word. You will survive it. The question is, can you thrive in it after you survive? Not going to allow this to have you paralyzed on the side of the proverbial road, unable to function or do things that you know you are called to do. So acknowledge the pain. Put it out there. Be real about it. It's okay. This hurt. I want to deal with it. I want to address it. And that's what it is. You don't have to be a hero right now, but acknowledge that if this hurt, how did it hurt? What did it do to you? And your feelings matter. And as you acknowledge that and you put that in a space that can be trusted, then you seek support. Find you a therapist, find you a mentor, find someone that you can surround yourself with that can help you get the support that you need. This is important. You cannot go through this by yourself. And number three was about maintaining professionalism. I'm not going to let the betrayal knock me off my game. I'm going to be professional no matter what. I'm going to look professional, talk professional. I'm not going to insert a lot of the betrayal issue into any conversation that I have because I am moving forward. I am not stuck in what was, but I am excited about what shall be. Hope that helped you. And then number four is to reflect and to learn, man. To really get to a point where you analyze everything you've gone through and learn from it. What lessons can I learn? You never go through, watch this, anything called a senseless season. Everything you go through has purpose. It has an incredible teaching lesson for you. And I have learned some of the most amazing teaching lessons came out of the experiences that I've gone through. If I would just listen more, pay attention more, man, I could experience so many lessons of life. So what did it teach me about myself, about my organization? What could I have done differently? All of that's in about reflecting, and it's about learning. But also it's about communicating transparently. It's about being open. It's about having the ability to talk to your team about building trust and not broad brushing this situation that everybody's like this. No, not going to be suspicious of other relationships because this occurred. I'm going to be, you know, very, very locked in on building trust within the organization and doing it in a very transparent manner. And then number seven, here we are. We got here.
It's about focusing on the future. Focusing on the future is about shifting your attention from the betrayal to the long-term goals that you have, the vision you have. You can't look back. And you have to be willing to say, I've got something I'm trying to accomplish, something I'm trying to do. And as a result, I recognize that this betrayal has taken a toll on me, attempting to impact a variety of places that I have to move. But what's important, if I shift my focus and I go forward, I am not caught in this vortex of emotional pain and frustration. I'm looking forward. What are my goals? I'm ready to live my best life. I want to go forward, man. I want to forget those things which are behind and reach to those things which are ahead. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. How can you get to a place where you say, I'm going forward and I'm doing it with focus and faith. I'm shifting my attention and I am going to make certain that I'm going to use this experience that I've gone through to strengthen my resolve, my leadership skills. I'm going to make certain I focus on achieving my goal. At the end of the day, I believe that's how I'm going to be successful. And that's how you are going to be successful. Let me tell you something. Betrayal is real. And I know it's painful. I know it hurts. It hurts everybody. But the reality is you were built for this. Next level leader, you understand what it is and you were built for this. What did not kill you only made you stronger. If you must go through it, remember, you have a strategy now on how to handle betrayal. You don't have to lose your job. You don't have to go off the deep end, be unhinged. Just understand you have a strategy now. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this has blessed you today. It has blessed me to share with you all of these 7 principles. I appreciate you. All of us will experience this betrayal, but thanks be to God. As next level leaders, we get strategy on how to deal with it. I want to hear from you. If I said something that truly blessed you, that allowed you to see it a lot differently, I want you to make sure you send me a message at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram and Facebook, all that, but make sure you do. I cannot wait to hear your response from this. And what I hope and pray is that in the midst of all the things that are attempting to derail your destiny, that you are locked in, squarely focused on the fulfillment of what God has promised you. Betrayal comes, betrayal goes, but what remains is the heart of the leader and the desire to do something bigger than they've ever done before. That's who you are. That's why you're listening today. I want to thank you so much. I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for all of that. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Do all of that. And let me tell you something. I want to make sure that you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Big, big, big thing. You got to follow me. Make sure you do, because we're locked in and I'm appreciative of all of you. I want to thank you so much for just being a part of this podcast today. Let me know if it blessed you. Send me a message on IG. Let me know if it blessed you, what spoke to you. I'm grateful and thankful for all of you. I want to appreciate you again for being a part of Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker.